Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is Peter Jennings, marketing executive here at Sintins. Today I'm joined by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is a senior associate in the residential conveyancing team here at Sintins. Our podcast today is episode 18 of our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. And today Suzanne is going to be discussing auction legal packs. So without any further delay, good morning Suzanne and over to you.
Thanks so much, Peter. I just thought I'd give everyone an overview with regards to auction legal packs, because selling property by auction is growing ever more popular. And as a buyer, it's important that you understand what you are bidding on before legally committing to the purchase. Exchange of contracts is deemed to have taken place when the gavel falls, so you need to be certain before submitting your bid. Every property listed for auction should have a legal pack available prior to the auction. This legal pack will include the title to the property, a property information form, a fittings and contents form, searches, and any other documents of relevance to the property, for example, a lease or any tenancy agreements. If you are keen to bid on a property at auction, it's important that you have the auction legal pack checked by your legal advisor prior to the auction. Having this pack checked before submitting a bid will give your solicitor the opportunity to highlight any potential issues before you commit yourself to an auction contract. If you were to decide to withdraw after your bid has been accepted, you would stand to lose your deposit, any auction fees paid on the day, and you would potentially incur additional financial penalties. Some of the things your legal advisor will report to you on are any title defects, for example, if the property is not properly registered, or if any part of the property or land not included within the boundaries of the registered title, any potential breach of restrictive covenant, or any covenants which may affect your future plans for the property, such as a restriction on alterations, and any issues revealed in the searches, such as unadopted roads, enforcement notices, or planning restrictions. So once you've reconsidered your legal advisor's report, you can make an informed decision as to whether you do want to bid on the property at auction. If you are selling a property at auction, it's important to include as much relevant information as you can in the auction pack. This includes, but it's not limited to, any planning permissions and building regulation completion certificates, any covenant consents, boiler certificates, electrical installation certificates, and any servicing records, any other installation certificates, for example, a fences certificate for double glazing works, and any valid guarantees. Being as organised as possible and providing as much information as you can will give a buyer a greater confidence when bidding on your property, therefore hopefully making it more likely that you'll sell your property at auction. I hope this brief overview has helped to give you an idea of what's involved at auction. I'm going to pass you back to Peter. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Suzanne. Very quickly from me, we continue to produce and release relevant and useful content, articles, podcasts and blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintins.co.uk. And you can also find the previous 17 episodes of this podcast series, should you wish to take a look. If you'd like to contact Suzanne or a member of the residential conveyancing team, you can do so on 0191 226 7878, or alternatively, you can email Suzanne direct at suzanne.dixon@sintins.co.uk. All that's left for me to say is thank you very much for listening, and we hope to see you next time.